Jesus is the light. I am walking in the light. Showed up walking in the light. Oh, Jesus is the light. My Jesus is the light. My Jesus is the light. Ain't it wonderful? Every day, each and every day. How the light
from the Lord. We have two passages of scripture to read this morning, one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. From the Old Testament, please turn to Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. I need to do something different this morning. I need for all couples to please come down front. All couples, please come down front, bring your Bibles. Husbands and wives, please get together. I need all couples to come down front. Husbands and wives, get together. I need those of you that are not married to stand with somebody that you believe in. Y'all moving kind of slow. We'll be here all day because I'm not finished until I tell you what he told me. I need you to stand next to somebody that you believe in. All couples need you down front. What y'all standing back there for? I need all couples to come down front. Amen. Come down front. Please bring your Bibles with you. Please bring your Bibles with you. And I need you, those of you, I need you to stand next to somebody that you honestly trust. Stand next to somebody that you honestly, you absolutely trust. Young people, I need you to find an adult other than your parents that you trust and stand next to them. Young people, I need you to find an adult. If you are under 21 years old, I need you to stand next to an adult that you trust. If you are under 21 years old, I need you to stand next to an adult other than your parents that you trust. The only person that should be standing by themselves is me. Amen. Turn to Judges chapter 6. You have it, say amen. I need you to read together. Verses 13 and 15. Verses 13 and 15. Let us read. Instead unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying,
did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
Verse 15, and he said unto them, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel?
Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.
Verse 16.
And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man.
Turn over to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Sister Jerica, Sister Tracy, I need you to go stand with Brother Tommy. Brother James Johnson, I need you to go stand with Brother Willis. Mark chapter 9, you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Verses 23 and 24, please read. 1, 2, 3, read.
Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
And straightway,
the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
All couples, look at me. Now look at your neighbor, look at your spouse, and repeat after me. Baby,
baby,
I believe in you.
I believe.
Seal it with a kiss.
Yeah, baby.
You may be seated. Hurry up, you gotta go kiss your soon-to-be husband. See what you miss when you go downstairs? Go kiss your husband. Tell her what she's supposed to say. I can't hear you. What's she supposed to say? Now I need everyone in the sanctuary. What is my name? So if you know and you believe in me, what are you supposed to say? Amen. The subject today is, I believe in you. When we looked in the book of Judges, we see where Gideon was at the threshing floor. And he was hiding from the Midianites. And he was hiding basically because he was afraid. And he was afraid because in the next verse we saw where he was the least of his family. Many times when we feel like we're the least among many, it is because we have no one that believes in us. The other thing is we ourselves don't believe in who we are. And it is a problem. Here it is. The Lord greets him. The angel says, "Oh, mighty man of valor." And he turns around and says, "But I am the least in my family." Child of God, I came to tell you today that if nobody else believes in you, I believe in St. John. It is not enough. And you need to stick a pen here. You might believe in Jesus all you want to. You might believe in God all you want to. But if you don't have that same belief in you, it's only half of the story. You have got to believe that when you were saved, he gave you energy you never had before. You got to believe that when you were saved, he gave you power from on high. You have got to believe that you are better with Jesus than you ever were by yourself. And you got to stand on that. It is a shame if we are in families when husband and wife don't believe in each other. It is a shame before God when children cannot believe in their parents and parents don't believe in their children. But I came to tell you this morning, St. John, I believe in you. Gideon was down, threshing because he was afraid. Children of God, how many times have we been so scared that we would not reach out and try something new? How many times do we continue to sit at the back waiting for somebody to drop down something to us because we don't have enough strength to reach up and grab it for ourselves because we don't have faith? We talk about I believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Let me tell you something. When we read over in Matthew 13 and 58, they had Jesus right in front of them, but Jesus could not do anything because of their unbelief. When you believe in yourself, when you believe in whom the Lord has brought out of the muck and the mire, you will be surprised at the miracles God will do just by your hands. But you have first got to believe. We come here week in and week out, still looking, not trusting anybody but the people in our family. Even today, as I asked the young people to go stand by somebody, they had the nerve to look around and see who was there. That is a slap in the face before God. As we are worshiped together, as we are locked in and connected by the household of faith, you should be able to stand next to anybody and say, "I believe in you." When my days get tough, I know you can pray me through. When my nights get dark, I know you can pray me through. And when my back is up against the wall and one person's line is busy, I'll call somebody else because St. John members get a prayer through. Jesus, I want you to know you have to believe in yourself. You have to trust the God that thought enough of you to die on the cross for you. As I was preparing for the message, I had rented a movie by the name of Pride. Any of y'all seen that movie? It starred Terrence Howard and Bernie Mac. And it's all about this young man sent to some place that was supposed to shut down. But because of his resilience, because he believed in himself, he was able to transfer his dream to somebody else. And those young men who knew nothing about swimming came and won the title. We have someone just like that in our midst today. When we look at our media ministry, we see that Deacon Stevens has been going. He had a dream. Nobody really believed in him. But Deacon Stephen believed in the God that gave him the gift. And Deacon Stephen has transformed that. He has transformed that into something mighty and something powerful. I see Trustee Young. He only had a few people. But Trustee Young took those few people, and when they never went anywhere before, he looked for an invitation. He said, "We're going here, we're going there, we're going here." He didn't ask me if if I was going. He said, Pastor, I came to tell you, we're going. Why? It's not that Trustee Young just believes in me, but when he stands in the mirror, he sees a man that's been transformed by God. We see our mass choir today. Brother Deacon Floyd Ingram stood up and said, it's the men's day. But guess what? The mass choir don't care. Anytime they get a chance to sing, they're going to sing. And we already know, if Brother Woods get anywhere near Kiana, we already got music. If not, who's going to sing? He's just ready to play. Why? Not because he believes in his mama. He believes in him. Turn to God, it's time for us to get off our dust. Quit looking at somebody else. Look in yourself and see what God is doing. Gideon was in the back, scared to death, shaking in his boots. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. When I was watching the movie Pride, I kept looking. And the Lord took me back to when we had our first women's outing. And I had said that I could bring 5 limousines. And I had people come on that Saturday. We had about 45 women coming. And I was so happy, getting ready to get on the phone to call for another limousine. And they had the nerve to say, I'm not going, I just wanted to see if you was going to bring. We ain't never had no 3 limos. I just came to see the limo. Let me tell you something. If I tell you something, you can take it to the bank. And you cash that sucker. Not because I believe in St. John. I believe in God. He said, ask for what you want. If you're big enough to ask, he's big enough to give it. Just coming back from Chicago. People standing around looking. Man, that bus is coming. Woo, I can't believe this is us. You better believe it. St. John used to sit in the back. We ain't sitting in the back no more. God has brought us up from the back. St. John used to stand on the sidelines wishing that they could do. We ain't on the sideline no more. God has brought us up. You better believe it. Got a golf tournament come up. First thing they look at, I don't play golf. Didn't nobody ask you to play it? I just told you to sell it. Deacon Woods looked at me. He said, now how much do you really expect to get? I said, $100,000. He cleared his throat. He said, okay, so how much do you really expect? And I said, $100,000. If you can't dream for yourself as your pastor, I can dream for you. But you better believe it. We're so used to getting the back dropping. Didn't you know when the scripture said, if you can believe, it's not about just you, but it is about the God that you serve. I dare you to believe. Some of our God is so small, we can put him in a thimble and have room for somebody else's God. But St. John, I came to tell you, I believe in you. Don't take your faith and send it on the back burner. God saves us that he can use us. He saves us that he can bring us out. He saves us because he added to us. We are more than we ever been because our God. It's about our God. When you look over in Proverbs 13:23, I believe it what it was. He said, wise men are wise when they connect with other wise men. When you know that you don't know, hook yourself up with somebody that's going somewhere. And when the bus pull up, not only will they go, but you can go too. But you better be there. Children of God, it's time. It's time for us to start doing different stuff. Even when the couples came down, they had to look to see, was it all right for them to kiss? You in church! My God. When Sister Christy was reading the announcements, and she said something about a gift, a monetary award. Deacon Stephen, I need you to come down right now. Hurry. Deacon Stephen and I were talking. I told him that I believe in the media ministry. Deacon Stephen let me know that several people have put their name on the board, but he didn't use them. Deacon Stephen, I want you to bless everybody that's on the media ministry and been working. When you believe in a dream so big, God will supply and bless you beyond measure. Don't do it for the money, but do it because it's in you. Some of us got gifts we ain't never got up. And we still don't believe. Even when God called Gideon, he said, you talking about me? Why not you? He said, you picking me? Why not you? How many gifted people in St. John did they raise your hand? And yet we do nothing with the gift. The scripture we read over in Mark says, you can have anything that you believe. And the man said, Father, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Listen to that. The scripture above it says, you can have anything you believe. He said, yeah, but help thou my unbelief. St. John, do you know why we're struggling so hard? Because you don't believe in who you are. But I came to tell you today, you can be anybody you want to be. All you've got to do is ask it of the Father. Lord, I believe. What do you believe in God for? Maybe some of us don't have anybody to believe in them. Well, guess what? If you don't have a cheering squad, look in the mirror and cheer yourself on. Some of us come in. And we look like we ain't never been through nothing. We look like we were born with a golden spoon in our mouth. But let me tell you, don't believe the hype. Some of us been through some trials and tribulations. Some of us had more tears than joy. But every time the Lord wakes me up in the morning, it's a thank you, Jesus. Every time I can put one foot in front of the other, it's a thank you, Jesus. I know there's a lot of people who want to put me on a back burner. There's a lot of people who want to shut me in the closet. But I got to tell you, like Jennifer Hudson, and I am telling you, I'm not going. Y'all didn't get that. Let me do that again. Try to put me in the corner. Try to put me in the back burner. And I am telling you, I'm not going. Because I believe in who I am. I believe that he is the one that raised me. I believe that when God saved me, he didn't save no junk. Every now and then, you want to stand your happy self in the mirror and say, God, what have I done for you lately? If you don't get an answer, get yourself busy. St. John, I believe in you. I believe that this is the best church on this side of the Jordan. I believe we got the best musicians, the best media, the best ushers, the best teachers. We got the best members all over the land and country. St. John, I believe in you. I believe that this is a corner where miracles come from. This is a corner where deliverance comes from. This is a corner where leaders come from. And if you don't believe in yourself, I believe in you. Every now and then, you ought to take your head out of the sand and see what God is doing in your life. Last week, we announced that there was a lady on her way to be dead. This week we stand and say she's back home. Why? Because I believe. Last 2 weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, there was a problem that hit St. John. The prayer warriors went to praying. This week, we are delivered because we believe. Bathrooms used to be a dream. Right now, they're a reality. Why? Because we believe. I came to tell you, St. John, what is it you want God to do? If you don't believe in yourself, I believe in you. Catch your breath. St. John, we are challenged today. We've got young people that know how to up the download and upgrade. We have children who got iPods, M-Pods, no pods, whatever pod. And we allow them to just play games. Why not take that energy and challenge it to the Word of God? Why not let them know God is not looking at your age? He gave you a brain and you need to use it for His purpose. Our young people need to know, baby, I know you got trials and tribulations. I know you act crazy. When we were your age, we were crazy too. You will live through it. We point our fingers at our young people. Talk about our young girls wearing short skirts. Please, when I was 10 times smaller, I wore it too. Wouldn't wear them now, but I get arrested for indecent exposure. But you can do it. How many of y'all don't believe, don't remember when you used to be young? Look it up. I'm going to take a poll in here. We in church, tell the truth. How many women here in here used to wear mini skirts? Stand up. Have a seat. How many men used to be glad to see the mini skirts? Stand up. Have a seat. Look at me and say, keep it real, girl. Understand, God can be no more powerful than you will let Him be in your life. Jesus walked the earth and could not perform miracles because the people did not believe. Child of God, you need to challenge yourself. What is it that you really want God to do, but you don't have the faith to receive it? What is it that you really need Him to move in your life, but you can't see Him moving it? How many of you really want to be used by God, but you think because of your background, He won't call you? I came to tell you, the devil is a liar. If you are His child, He will raise you up and put you high. If you are His child, He can do things that you never dreamed of, if you can believe. The scripture said, if you can believe. If you can believe, He promised you shall receive. Every time you pass by that empty space beyond the church, you need to see a building there. Why? Because we can do it. If you don't believe it, I believe it. Every time you look in here, you need to see new life. Why? Because I believe He can. The question is this: how big is the God of St. John? How big is the God of your heart? And if you don't believe in yourself, you cannot believe in God. The Lord says that there is no man that can shut a door that He opens. He said, in you I will do exceedingly, abundantly above, more than you ask or think. He said, call on me, I'll deliver you. But you got to believe. The scripture said, and you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Do we have any trees in here? Because when you are a tree, the storm may come, the wind may blow. But if you are a tree, you just bow, baby. You don't break under pressure. Some of us don't know how to bow. When we see pressure coming, we break. But if you are a tree, you stand there. How long do you stand? You stand until the wind blow. You stand until the tribulation pass. You stand there. If you have to bow, bow down. But don't you break under pressure. Some of us can only believe in God when the sun is shining. But I came to tell you, God is a God when it's dark, sunshine, when it's dark, when the clouds are thick and heavy, when the rain is coming, He is still God. When the monsoon is coming, He is still God. When the doctor report is good, He's still God. When the doctor report is bad, He's still God. When I'm feeling good, He is God. When I ain't feeling good, He is God. He's God 24/7. And I believe that when He left us here, He left the best bunch. I believe that He gathered us together. He gathered together a mighty warrior. I believe that when He said, go forth, He said, I'll go before you. I believe there's victory in this camp. There's deliverance in this camp. There's miracles in the camp. St. John, I believe in you. I believe that if God is going to use anybody, they'll be in this church. I believe that if God's going to raise up anybody, it'll be in this church. I believe that God is going to deliver anybody. They're going to be in this church. They're going to be in your family. But the miracle starts here. And that's what I believe. And you can't hang your faith on what I believe. But the question is, what do you believe? How many of you really believe that you are a miracle in the making? Raise your hand. How many of you really believe that you're standing on the peripheral edge of being more blessed than you ever have in your life? Raise your hand. How many of you believe that when the Lord calls a roll, they can just say, I'll see you on the other side? How many of you believe I'll be on the other side? Let me see your hand. And how many of you believe that when the Lord saved you, He didn't save no junk? Raise your hand. The scripture is so plain. When He said in Matthew 13:58, He could do no mighty works because of their disbelief. St. John, look around this sanctuary. Everybody you're looking at is a miracle. Everybody you're looking at is a blessed work from God. Why is it so hard to believe in each other? Why is it so hard to just try God? Just step out in faith and try God. It's hard because we don't believe in ourselves. But I came to challenge you this morning. Instead of putting your faith in the television evangelist, instead of putting your faith in somebody else's church, why don't you put your faith in your church? Put your faith in God by yourself. Instead of telling somebody else, child, listen to 1600. No, let them listen to you. Pray them through. Because let me tell you, God has some places He wants us to go. He's got some things He wants us to do. And God ain't taking no coward soldiers nowhere. But He's taking those who believe that He can do anything without a shadow of a doubt. Do you believe today? Do you believe in God today? When we read from Genesis to Revelation, we always read about Him holding those, that's the remnant together. But they were always a small group of believers who would try something new. And my soul today asks you, St. John, it's not about the golf tournament. It's not about the family fest. It is about us reaching for God in a way we've never believed before. It's about us putting ourselves right up front, saying, God, if you don't do it, it won't get done. But if you can use I'm going. I'm going. Deacon Stephen said, we're going to have a media ministry, and I'm starting it off. At a children's church, because two people said, I'll go. Got a beautiful missionary meeting because two people said, I'll go. Got a choir that was singing day in and day out because just a handful said, I'll go. So St. John, I'm asking you, if you believe in yourself, if you believe that you are a better person now since the Lord died for you, if you believe that you have yet to see all that you're going to be, if you know that it's going to get even better than this, then I challenge you to start believing in yourself. We've got the number one children in the land. Hello? We've got the best marriages in the world. You got the best health anybody could have. Because when God put us together, He made a 100% match. And as He joined us together, we are one body in Christ. And we are fitly joined together with God for us. Who can be against us? With God for us, there is nothing we cannot do. With God for us, believing in each other, holding up each other. God only wants us to look up and trust in Him. Every now and then, look at your neighbor and say, I believe in you. Y'all whispering like you're scared. How many of you guys remember the movie Lean on Me? When they were about to take that test, Morgan Freeman said, you know what? When you get ready to take the test, if you see one of your schoolmates sleeping, nudge them and wake them up. St. John, when you see somebody sleeping on the job, nudge them. Say, wake up, I believe in you. My blessing is tied to you. You can't go to sleep on me. Nudge them and wake them up. God's about to do something for us, and we got to be awake. God is getting ready to move for us, and we got to be awake. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe in everybody sitting on the pew with you? Do you believe that God has a miracle just waiting for you? Do you believe that the person sitting across from you, in front of you, is tied to your miracle? Then if you do, this is a church that He's calling for without a spot or a wrinkle. Because I want you to know, St. John, I need you. I need you more than ever before. I'm about to take a step that nobody ever thought I would take. And I know the Lord is covering me. But every now and then I need a human voice to say, Pastor, you can do it. I know God has delivered me. But every now and then, I need somebody to give me a high five and say, you go, girl. I know God has got my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. But every now and then, I need somebody to love me enough to wrap their arms around me and say, I can't go, but I'm sending my prayers. And I believe in you. I believe in you because I know when He came through 42 generations, He came for you. I believe in you because I know when He took those stripes on His back, He took them for you. And I believe in you because I know when they took Him up and put Him on Calvary's hill, He did it for you. And I believe in you because when they took Him and laid Him in that tomb, He laid down for you. And last but not least, I know I believe in you because when He got up on a third day morning with all power in His hands, He didn't just keep that power, but he drew that power and gave it to you. And St. John, I believe in you. I believe in you. You look like multi-millionaires to me. But my belief in you won't help. Your belief in God won't help until you believe in yourself. So my challenge to you today, husbands and wives, believe in each other. Sisters and brothers, believe in each other. And if we all believe in each other, then we'll put that faith together as we believe in God. And today, if you hear his voice and harden not your heart, the doors of the church is open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidates for baptism. Just know, when the road gets rough,
I'll help you carry
on. Whatever you want today,
it won't be long.
You just need to be able to call on somebody. Let them know I believe in you.
To lean on.
We've got to lean and depend on each other.
On me, brother.
Whatever you want today.
You need a hand.
You can't reach for tomorrow. Today is all we got.
To
today is all we got. Won't
I
you
just
come?
Might have a problem.
Won't you come?
But you'll understand. We all need somebody.
Today.
You need to
you can't wait till you get yourself ready. You need God to get you ready. You need the Lord to get you ready today. Why don't you come? Will there be another today?
You just call on me, brother. You need a hand. We all need somebody.
Will there be another today?
I just might have a problem.
Will there be another today?
You'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Come on. Will there be another today? It won't be long that I'm of the risen Lord. Do you believe that? Girl, look here. I'm old. You got to talk louder than that. Do you believe that he died for your sins? And he rose on the third day with all power in his hand for your sins? Now, do you believe that you will trust him from this day forward? And you want this to be your church? All right. Amen. You've heard. Oh, yeah. You want me to be your pastor? Amen. May we have a statement from our family, please. Question. Amen. The movement is probably second, and Sister Danielle Ward will become a candidate for baptism in preparation to be a member of St. John. And after baptism, right hand of fellowship will receive all rights and privileges of any other member of the church. You heard the motion. Ready for the question? All in favor? Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise once more. Sister Ward, it has become our custom that when you join the church, we always like to connect you or hook you up with somebody that's going to be caring for you until that day. So may I have a representative of this great church to come and be a caretaker for this young lady. Amen. Give them a praise, Lord. You love the Lord, say amen. You love the Lord, say amen. 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 If you have not seen the movie Pride, I said that movie really, it really moved me. And even in preparing, I kept asking God, what was our stumbling block? And our stumbling block is not that God can't do. It's that we don't believe He'll do it for us.
There you go.
We don't believe. And St. John, let me tell you, if you would just walk back in time, you will see how much He's already done for us. If you would just catch your breath, you will see miracles that we have not yet spoken of. So that's why I want you to know, we are our own worst enemy. God is sitting, is asking us to step out, come out from among them. But it's because we won't move. But as soon as we join forces, as soon as we start believing in each other, you will see the windows of heaven open up, and He will blow down blessings and blessings and blessings. But we gotta move. We have to move. We have to move. It's time for altar prayer.